Welcome to Moment of Truth with Brother Chris. This program is designed to bring you God's undiluted truth that will transform your life and prepare you for the kingdom of God.
All around is sinking sand.
There are those listening to this broadcast and are passing through situations in their lives that causes them to weep because of pain and sorrow. And they are wondering why God does not care about them and why He doesn't care about what they are passing through. I have come to let you know that there is someone that cares about you, someone that sees your tears and feels your pains, someone concerned about what you are passing through. That someone is Jesus Christ, the Savior of the world. I may not know what it is that is causing you to weep, but one thing I know is that Jesus cares for your sorrows and pains. And He cares for you and I because He is a compassionate Savior. My dear listener, I welcome you to Moment of Truth. I am Brother Chris. In today's broadcast, I shall be sharing a message titled, The Compassion of Jesus. The Compassion of Jesus. And I will be taking my scripture text from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 7. Verses 12 to 15. Luke 7, 12 to 15. And it says, Now when he came nigh to the gates of the city, behold, there was a dead man carried out, the only son of his mother, and she was a widow. And much people of the city was with her. And when the Lord saw her, he had compassion on her, and said unto her, Weep not. And he came and touched the bear, and they that bare him stood still. And he said, Young man, I say unto thee, arise. And he that was dead sat up and began to speak. And he delivered him to his mother. This is a real life story of an event in the Bible which Jesus used to demonstrate to us that he cares about what we are passing through. It is the story about a woman who was a widow. This woman lost her husband not too long ago. As a matter of fact, she was still mourning her late husband when her only son also died. Oh, if there's anyone who knew about sorrow, this woman surely does. She lost her husband and now her only son. She was weeping uncontrollably as she accompanied the coffin in a funeral procession to the graveyard to bury her only son. Possibly the same road she took not long ago to bury her own husband. She could not be comforted. I can imagine that after her husband died, her only son became her only hope. She couldn't stop dreaming of when her son would get a good job, make some money, and take care of her. But now that son is also dead. Her dream dead, her hope gone. It was in this state of hopelessness that Jesus met this widow. The Bible says that when Jesus saw her, he had compassion on her. He could feel her pains. He could feel her sorrows. He was touched by the condition of this woman, and he had compassion on her. This is the compassion of Jesus. So I want you to know that there is no situation that you are in right now that doesn't touch Jesus. We have a high priest that is touched by every trial and temptation that faces us. The compassion of Jesus for this widow was so much that he did not wait for her to make any request. She was already consumed in her sorrow. She didn't even realize that Jesus was passing by. But Jesus still had compassion on her. Everything else that happened to that woman and her son in this story was as a result of the compassion of Jesus. It has nothing to do with the faith or prayer of this woman. It also had nothing to do with her righteousness. Jesus had compassion on her because compassion is the nature of Jesus. And that is why the scripture says, I will have mercy on whom I have mercy and compassion on whom I have compassion. It was the same compassion that made Jesus to endure the shame and died on the cross of Calvary. When God the Father saw the whole of humanity condemned by sin, he asked, who shall go, and whom shall I send? And Jesus, out of compassion, said, here I am, send me. Jesus came and died for the sin of the world, not because he didn't have a choice, but because of his compassion. So we can see that Jesus died on the cross out of compassion for the pain and sorrow of humanity. And even before he went to that cross, he demonstrated that compassion to this woman who lost her husband and her only son. You that is listening to this broadcast, whether on radio or through CD, I want you to know that Jesus also feels the same compassion for you. He knows how you feel in the situation that you are in right now. It doesn't matter what the situation may be. What matters is that there is a Savior whose compassion for your pain and sorrow drove him to die on the cross. From the story we read, the Bible tells us that after Jesus had compassion on the widow, he said to her, "Weep not." This shows that despite the multitude of people thronging around Jesus, Jesus still noticed her tears. Oh, what greater comfort can someone get than that the Creator of heaven and earth will say to you, "Weep not." If you are listening to me and you have been weeping, then I have good news. The Bible said in the book of Hebrews 13 verse 8, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever. This means that the same Jesus that told the widow, "Weep not," is the same today. And what he said to the widow, he says unto you today, "Weep not." You have been weeping for too long and nothing has changed. Jesus told the widow to weep not because weeping does not solve any problem. It will only give you headache. Jesus told the woman to wipe her tears so that she could see clearly what Jesus was about to do. So no matter what the situation is, my dear listener, Jesus says unto you, "Weep not." Now when we read further in that story, we discover that after Jesus told the widow to weep not, he touched the coffin carrying her dead son, and those carrying the coffin stopped. There is something about the touch of Jesus. Nothing remains the same after it is touched by Jesus. That day, the movement of death to the graveyard was stopped the moment Jesus touched the coffin. As you listen to this broadcast, that same thing can happen to that your situation if only you let Jesus touch you. For this widow, Jesus touched the coffin that was causing her sorrow. And the Bible says that after Jesus touched the coffin, Jesus said to the dead boy, "Young man, arise." And immediately he that was dead arose and was restored to her mother. The sorrow of the woman was turned into joy. Her weeping was turned into rejoicing. And all happened because of the compassion of Jesus. I have come today to let you know that Jesus is the same today. Whatever it is that is causing your weeping, Jesus will show you the same compassion. But let us pause a little bit and think back. What do you think would have happened if the widow did not allow Jesus to touch the coffin carrying her dead son? Well, I believe her son would not have been raised from the dead. He would have been buried in the graveyard. But this woman surrendered everything and allowed Jesus to touch her. Now, there are people who have situations in their lives, but they will not let Jesus touch that situation. And Jesus will never force himself into your situation. He will only touch a situation that you allow him to touch. I don't know what situation you are in right now, but I urge you to let Jesus touch it. Maybe you or someone dear to you have been diagnosed with cancer or HIV or any incurable disease, or maybe you are weeping because of broken marriage or because of addiction, such as alcohol, cigarette, marijuana, or cocaine. Or maybe it is because you are bound by sinful habits like masturbation, prostitution, homosexuality, lesbianism, fornication, or adultery. Or you are living in sin that you cannot get yourself out. Whatever the situation is, I want you to know that Jesus will have compassion on you today. Jesus does not want you to continue in that situation. He wants to touch you and your loved ones today. He died on the cross so that you can have life and have it more abundantly. But first, you must let him have his way in your life. You must surrender completely to Jesus. Like Jesus restored the dead son to the woman, He wants to restore your health. He wants to restore your marriage. He wants to restore your business and your career. But most importantly, Jesus wants to restore your soul to God. The judgment of God is coming very soon upon this earth because of the sin and wickedness of mankind. It is because of the compassion of God that He's sending us this warning today. And it is so important for you to allow Jesus to restore your soul, because it is first and foremost the most important. Of what use is health, marriage, business, career, or anything in this world if your soul is not at peace with God? And to have peace with God, you must repent of your sin and turn away from them, and then call upon the name of Jesus. The Bible says in the book of Romans, chapter 10, verse 13, Romans 10, 13, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." You can call upon Jesus right now by praying after me. Say, "Almighty God, I come to you today. I am a sinner. I am sorry for my sins. I repent of my sins. Please forgive me. I believe that Jesus is the Son of God. I believe He died and rose again. Lord Jesus, I receive you today. Touch me and save my soul. I surrender my life to you. Show me your compassion and touch my situation. Amen." If you said this prayer with all your heart, then I want to assure you that your past sins have been forgiven as God promised, but you must never go back to them anymore. Now let me pray for you. Heavenly Father, I pray for all those that have called upon the name of Jesus today. Lord, show them your mercy and compassion. You promise that anyone that cometh to you, you will in no wise cast him out. I pray that you save them from sin and give them the power to become sons of God. In the name of Jesus, I cast out every evil spirit that causes sinful habits and addictions in their lives. Father, destroy every yoke and set them free in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray for those that are weeping for one reason or the other. Father, touch their situation, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. If it is sickness, I command healing. If it is barrenness, I command fruitfulness. Whatever the problem is, I ask that you show them your compassion in the name of Jesus. Turn their sorrows right now into joy in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh Lord, have your way. Give them a miracle. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. My dear listener, I believe that God has done something in your life. And in case you still want to reach me to tell me what God has done, or you have questions or you need counseling, please feel free to call. The number to dial is 090-994-88333. That is 090-994-88333. God bless you for listening. Till I meet you again. Amen.
We believe you've been blessed by this message. For prayers and counseling, call Brother Chris on 0909-948-8333. 0909-948-8333, or email at hisvoiceandhisword@gmail.com. Until we come your way again, same time, same station, hold on to the truth and do not sell it. All other